This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been quite a week. We go to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Jason Frazier is with us. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Over the weekend, we ended up with a lot of rain in some spots, not quite as much in other. Kind of generally, what kind of rainfall totals did we have over the weekend?
We had areas that saw anywhere from, as well on the low end, like a tenth to a quarter of an inch, to high end, multiple inches to maybe localized three, with some of the storms that last night kind of trained or moved over the same areas again across Butler, Armstrong, and even Westmoreland counties that dropped anywhere from an inch and a half to 2.5 inches.
Now that's significant. I know there were flooding concerns, and now it looks like there's a chance for precipitation every day this week.
Yeah, so today it looks not too dissimilar from yesterday. So we have the potential for, again, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A few or isolated storms could become strong or severe with damaging wind or hail, as well as that heavy rain that could lead to localized flooding in those areas that were hit previously. Like I mentioned, Butler, Armstrong, Westmoreland could have a little more concerns about flooding risk, so we're going to be monitoring that today. The system that's been causing all of this is going to start to actually finally exit through the day tomorrow into Wednesday, so we're going to see eventually a reprieve from all of this, but it's going to take some time. We'll start to get at least out of the concerns for those severe threats, those heavy rain threats as we go through the later week, but we do have one more day of concern before we start that transition out of this prolonged period of something's happening, if you will.
And as you well know, Jason, typically most of our weather comes from the west, either north or southwest, but this system yesterday was pushing up from the south, southeast. Why?
Yeah, so the upper level flow is having a low pressure system that's sitting across the lower Ohio River Valley. And because of how wind spins around low pressure, we're kind of positioned where air off kind of from the mid-levels up are moving from the south, southeast to the west to northwest. And so that's kind of causing all these storms to kind of move a little bit in a funkier direction than we typically see as they just kind of spin and rotate around this large scale system. So we're going to see those similar sort of storm motions here today, but eventually we'll start to get more of the typical west to east movement pattern as we get through the late week and hopefully dry out with that as well. But we got another day with that low kind of spinning things up from the southeast towards the northwest.
Jason, always appreciate the update. Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
Meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service. So there you have